At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 7th day of February for 2020. Well, former Calaveras County businesswoman Vona Hughes is behind bars today following her appearance in court yesterday. Calaveras Superior Court Judge David Sanders refused to release the former owner of an Angels Camp pet grooming business from jail, instead ordering that she receive a mental health assessment while she awaits a ruling on a probation violation stemming from a 2019 no-contest plea to animal negligence. Hughes was arrested by Calaveras County Probation on Monday at their San Andreas office on a warrant issued 2 months prior because she had lost contact with them. Now, her attorney, Ken Foley, denied the probation violation against his client and said she'd lost contact with the probation department because she was homeless. Hughes is serving a 3-year term for formal probation after approximately a month in county jail for her role in the treatments of a 9-year-old pit bull who was found dead in Murphy's after the dog was lodged at her business, the Pet Bathhouse. Calaveras County Probation has recommended Hughes receive a term of 90 days in county jail for the violation of probation. Meanwhile, Calaveras County Behavioral Health will coordinate a mental health assessment. Judge Sanders set a probation violation pretrial date for March 3rd.
Well, the El Dorado National Forest will continue its annual prescribed burn program as weather conditions allow. Now, this month, pile burning planned on the Amador Ranger District along 88 Forest Meadows, Cat Creek, and Power Fire areas. Now, the actual burns will depend on weather and air quality conditions, which limit the number of days prescribed burning takes place. The 1920 burn program includes the continued use of prescribed fire and several high-priority projects, including the Power Fire fuel maintenance study. That includes understory burning in the Power Fire, View 88, Oski Bear, Moki Bear, Lost Horse, and Tiger Creek prescribed fire projects. A map of the burn project locations available on the forest website. Now, the Forest Service recommends people with respiratory illness or adversely affected by smoke living in or near the El Dorado National Forest should contact the nearest ranger station. These people will be placed on a sensitive persons list, notified of upcoming prescribed burning projects. For more info, contact the Amador Ranger District office at 295-4251.
And according to the U.S. Postal Service, a fake email scam claiming to be from officials is being sent to Americans across the country, including here in Amador and Calaveras County. Now, in it, the scammers tell the recipients about an unsuccessful attempt to deliver a package. The email will then prompt the recipient to confirm their personal delivery information by clicking a button or downloading an attachment that, when opened, can activate a virus and steal information, such as your usernames, passwords, and financial account information. Now, we brought this story to you on Monday, and since then, the email has continued to pop up more and more. So again, the post office says forward the email to spam at USPIS.gov, which stands for United Postal Service Inspection Service. That's USPIS.gov. Delete it. Do not open it in any way and contact local law enforcement.
Well, after long last, the town of Paloma may finally see a firehouse by this summer. Thanks to the McCallany Hill Fire Protection District, the satellite station will be the town's first public building since 1963. The firehouse will rely almost entirely on volunteer labor, serve a town of 145 homes. According to Fire Chief Mike Delordo, the presence of a firehouse in Paloma area will decrease response times and ideally improve recruitment opportunities for the under-resourced district. In addition, the facility may act as a shelter for future PSPS events for area elderly. Of course, PSPS, PG&E Public Safety Power Shutoffs. Now, meanwhile, the fire district looking for residents in the area to be trained as volunteer firefighters. To find out more, visit McCallamyfire.org or call 286- 1389.
And Smiles for Kids 2020 was another big success. The day was all about helping children in Amador County who have no dental coverage and fall through the cracks when it comes to good oral health. 46 kids were able to receive dental exams, x-rays, teeth cleaning, sealants, fluoride treatments, and emergency dental work at no charge. The dentists at Jackson Creek Dental Group, their staff, and people from the community volunteered their time to the tune of pro bono services of $15,000. A lot of children seen this year did not need follow-up treatment, which is good. However, 15 children will be sent to Jackson Creek Dental Group for free follow-up treatments as part of the program, and 6 will be seen by specialists in Sacramento as part of the Sacramento District Dental Society Adopt-A-Child Orthodontic Care Programs. Now, dental disease can affect the entire body as well as have an impact on how a child performs in school, so early prevention and education is key to having a healthy smile and body. Jackson Creek Dental Group has been participating in the Smiles for Kids event for over 35 years.
And a heart sets the pace for life. Next Friday, the Mark Twain Medical Center hosting a workshop titled Heart Health Equals Everything. The educational event will cover cardiovascular health as well as discuss resources provided by their cardiac service department. The event, the latest for the Medical Center's Plan for Me series, to provide access to more info, as well as identify and prevent health issues as advised by health professionals. Now, on top of their lecture series, visitors will also get a free lunch, a Plan for Me health binder, and free CPR training. Don't hesitate to call. The event begins Friday from 10 to noon. First come, first serve. To guarantee a spot, call Marketing Manager Nikki Stevens at 754-5919.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.